to the Aussie Bloggers Podcasts, brought to you by Tan and Amanda. Tan's from Right Your Cancer and Amanda's from My Office Books, and you can find them both at Blogger Support for All. Join them as they talk about blogging and as they speak to a variety of Aussie bloggers who share their own stories, secrets and successes about the world of blogging. And now, here's Tan and Amanda.
Hi, I'm Tan from Write Your Cancer.
Hi, I'm Amanda from My Office Books.
And we're from Aussie Bloggers Podcast.
Hi, everyone. So today, Tan and I are going to go over and do a recap of the last 6 months, because we're in December now. Boy, the year's gone fast, hasn't it, Tan?
Hasn't it? I can't believe we're in December already.
Wow. So while you're probably thinking about organising yourself for the holidays, we're now going to organise you that when you're on holidays, you'll know what episodes you want to go back on to recap on some fantastic points that our wonderful guests have given us. So I thought we'd start from our June 24 episode, and that was with the absolutely lovely Helen Edwards, who has made a fantastic sustainability blog.
She did, and she's absolutely lovely, and her blog has grown so rapidly, and she has a huge online community. So when we talked to Helen, we talked a lot about sort of the community and how to use your groups to engage with your blog and how to actually grow your community, because they're the ones who you want to have to follow you.
What I loved about Helen was she was very specific too, because we all know with our business pages now on Facebook with the algorithms, they are pay to play. And Helen brought out some fantastic points about how to do the regularity and be consistent with your posts. In fact, I was pretty surprised when she talked about the frequency you should actually do posts for one day in your group to be able to get that engagement factor up and going. And that's something we've experienced in our Aussie Bloggers Facebook community group. The fact that we now have some fantastic volunteers like Alison and Trish Springsteen and Amanda Kindle, they're all helping us amazingly get that engagement factor up, haven't they? And that's all points that we gleaned out of this episode with Helen.
And it's absolutely wonderful when you can actually have people who follow you, believe in you, and want to come and work right beside you and be with you and part of your journey. I think that's really special.
It really is. So if you want to look back, then what I can tell you is to find the fantastic one from Helen, you go to episode 27. And Helen also has a fantastic blog on environment and sustainability. So you'll find those links and that information via our episode list on our blog. So the next one we're going to talk about is Lauren Paris. She was from The Mummy Mentor, and she's a PR queen of blogging, and that was episode 28. So what sort of things do you remember, Tan, from this episode?
One thing that I liked that Lauren actually talked about, because it relates to a lot of people who listen to our podcast, is all about how you can find time to blog when you're a mum. Because we as mums are so busy, and it doesn't matter if like me, you've got a teenager, or, you know, like some other people who've just got little ones, to actually finding the time to blog was something that she brought out, and she had some great tips there. So I really enjoyed that.
What I really got out of her on this episode was about getting over the fear factor of putting yourself out there with the media. Because Lauren had a background in journalism, she also knew about the media, and they're always after articles when it comes to in the newspaper or even on a current affair. And I loved how she was very enthusiastic about explaining why you should get out of your comfort zone, why as a blogger it's very important to get your name out there. And if you are nervous about putting your name in the paper or wondering how to go about it, in this episode of 28 with Lauren Paris, she's actually got some very good steps, because I remember, Tan, that you actually stopped her and said, hey, let's break this down so our listeners know step by step how to actually go about getting their name in the paper.
Mm, that's right. And she, because she talked about that when you promote yourself, you actually don't have to rely on having a Facebook page necessarily, which is a really good point because a lot of people think, okay, I have to promote myself and it has to be through Facebook. I do have to do it that way, whereas she was showing us some different strategies, which were really nice.
Now, our next guest in episode 29 was Dale Reardon. And wow, can I tell you, if you're into wanting to have a WordPress and you're wondering about what to do on the back end, I was quite surprised because I had one opinion of our podcast and then he brought out all this knowledge. For somebody that used to be a lawyer, he's a self-taught WordPress guru, isn't he?
Absolutely. And even just the fact that he went from being a lawyer to a blogger is a story in itself. But he was the person who managed to get over 10,000 page views from his blog in that was less than 6 months old. So that was really good. And he was very process-driven, very, very strategic, and talked a lot about the different technical things and a lot about security on your website, which was really important and still is. It's always so important about backing up your website and keeping it secure and changing your passwords and everything like that. So I really, really enjoyed our chat with him. And he also, because he has My Disability Matters, because he's been blind since the age of 17. So his own story is worthwhile reading about.
And the fact, too, that he hasn't allowed his disability to stop him. Like, I was just in awe of his knowledge about WordPress and how he explained to us why a Varda theme was very flexible and why he liked it. But he particularly also touched on why we have to back up. And I actually started backing up all my websites shortly after he said that. And I lost one website because I didn't back it up. So I sort of sat there and went, oh, I should have listened to Dale. I should have backed that up. That was 40 hours of time I lost. So definitely Dale's is one which is, and I'll just repeat what episode that was. That was episode 29, that you really need to be in front of your computer. You need to have a notebook, grab yourself a glass of wine or a cup of coffee or tea and really take in what he says, because you're going to garnish so many practical tips as a blogger just from listening to this episode.
Absolutely. I fully agree. July the 8th, that was on. And then on July the 15th, we talked to Kirsty Rice. And I love talking to Kirsty. She was from Four Kids, 20 Suitcases and a Beagle. And she's an Australian writer and blogger. And she has even been featured on Mamma Mia. So she's a regular contributor to that website. And Kirsty talked about, we had a lovely chat with Kirsty because her and I had both been living overseas as expats, and she writes about her expat life and how to stop overwhelm because she actually had breast cancer, didn't she?
Yeah.
She wanted to reach out to as many people as she could, and she shared how she did that and stopped the overwhelm with that, which I thought was pretty special.
I garnished a lot from her Facebook Live opinion, because for myself, I find there's a lot of pressure. I don't feel right about going online without having makeup on and looking my best. Where I love Kirsty's laid-back attitude, where she said, you know, people listen to you, they follow you, they want to hear from you because they've built that relationship. They don't notice or care if your hair's a mess. It doesn't bother them if you have no makeup. If you are speaking valuable points and you're connecting with your audience, in the end, that is paramount. That's what's important. And I think that was a really good point that Kirsty brought out, as well as authenticity, because sharing your journey of cancer takes a great deal of courage. And I particularly remember a Facebook Live, and she talks about this in the podcast, where she was on the beach and she had no makeup on and she had her hair in disarray. I was actually there. I saw that live podcast. And I can tell you, I don't remember the fact that she had no makeup, she had no hair, but letting us know how she was feeling, what she was experiencing, thanking all her readers and for the many messages that they gave her of support, and she was very inspiring. And I think that was something that really, really held true to me when it makes me realize that in the end, it's that connection with people, the communication that matters, not your appearance. So if you want to find out how to build a relationship with your followers, how to be authentic and just be yourself, then definitely episode 30 on July the 15th for Kirsty Rice is a real treasure. And it's something that you can listen in your car. It's very inspirational. So the next one we're going to talk about is the amazing Keith Keller. I've got to chuckle when I talk about Keith because he is so enthusiastic. But what I love about this man is his humility. He has a huge following on Twitter. He loves everything about Twitter. And his generosity is second to none when it comes to sharing his tips and tricks, isn't he?
Keith is amazing. And if you want to know anything about Twitter, then Keith is the Twitter guru. And he spoke about three strategies in this episode, didn't he?
Yes.
And he talked a lot about why you should be retweeting, how to get people to retweet you, which was really important. And we did a lot. We actually ended up doing a challenge because he talks about the 3x20-minute chunks in Twitter time. And so we ended up then doing our own challenge to tweet in 20-minute chunks. So when he actually talks about tweeting in this particular episode, he gives you all the tips and the strategies that just can grow your Twitter following hugely.
And look, we practiced all the 3 minutes. There was three tips about 20-minute chunks. So you, for 20 minutes, you're sharing other people's content. And then there's another 20 minutes where you're retweeting other people's, and then 20 minutes of following other people. And we practiced that with Aussie bloggers. And we didn't have many followers on Twitter, and we went up to over 400 in 4 weeks. It would actually end up being, we tell you the stats in the actual episode, so it was a lot more, but I'm trying not to exaggerate. And then we had two fantastic winners in our group, which was Trish Springsteen and Jodie Denson. Jodie Denson was a bit down on herself because she said, oh, I didn't really do everything religiously, but wow, you know, Jodie Denson doubled her followership, and Trish, from memory, I think she quadrupled hers. It was pretty amazing. So these principles, guys, if you want to get into Twitter, if you want to understand the power of Twitter, definitely do yourself a favor and sit down with your notebook and listen to episode 31 because connect. Definitely look for at Keith Keller and say g'day, because I tell you what, Keith will just be like a father on Twitter for you.
Yeah, he is great. So that episode is on July the 22nd, and that was Keith Keller. Then we spoke to Beck Wild on July the 29th, and she is from Wild Family Travel and a travel blogger. And Amanda and I, we were just talking before, weren't we, saying that your three top blogging areas are fashion, food, and travel. So,
yeah. Oh, look, Beck was great. And I loved her. She was very laid back. And what she shared was different tips of how they actually go about budgeting to be able to save for these world trips. I love the fact that it was her husband that started initially, which was really unique because we don't get many men bloggers, and the daughters also started. But it was their attitude, it was their passion and their enthusiasm and the motivation behind why they share the details, so that anybody can know that they too can travel and enrich their children's lives by doing so.
The thing that Beck did was she talked about the secrets to managing her blog, managing the travel, the jobs that they do, and still having a school routine with the girl, because that's all really important, isn't it, as a mum?
Absolutely. And look, at the end of the day, she has many practical tips through this episode. So if you're traveling with kids, or if you have a dream or a goal of wanting to achieve that, definitely listening to Beck Wild on episode 32 will get you there with a lot of practical points on how to do it. So we've got Angie Wilson. Oh, I had never known that a quilting blogger had so much to offer our listeners when it came to from images to WordPress to being consistent with your blogging. Oh my goodness, there's a lot of practical points in this one episode alone, isn't there?
Oh, look, I love talking to her, and she is the gnome angel, and she has some, even just her little story at the beginning was so funny. But like you said, when you're looking at things like your style card and why you need to pay attention to it, and she brings all that information out in this podcast, it is absolutely wonderful. And she talks about the tools that she uses and about your logo color. She even goes into that sort of detail about your color and how fonts and images should all match together. So I have listened to that quite a few times, just trying to get my own images and colors, you know, right. And I actually recommend her blog to other people as bloggers. I say, go and have a look at how she's done hers, because when you see even something on Instagram, and you know that it's Angie's because she has her style there. So getting that consistent style is so important, so that people recognize you, not even by the name, but just by your photo or your images or your style that you have. So I really love that.
Look, and I sat there and I'm listening to her and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, why didn't I do and think of this myself? So I have a confession, and thank you so much, Angie. I've got to thank you. I've got templates now for all my different projects, and making images now for social media has never been easier. And it was just a simple tip of having your templates in place, changing the images, but keeping the font, keeping the colors. And, you know, something that used to take me hours now takes me 10 to 15 minutes. And it's all because of this one episode with Angie Wilson. And she's a quilting blogger, but you know what? You can't tell a book by its cover. From images to she even talked about how to go about being consistent with your blogging as a mum. She, again, has some great tips. So definitely, if you want to be able to have a colour card, like Tam was saying, get your logo right. Use Canva with the templates. Go to episode 33, August the 5th, and listen to Angie's points, because honestly, you'll never look back.
And then we had Annette Hill. She was so different to anybody we'd had on before, and absolutely loved her. Annette blogs about anything, doesn't she? She doesn't have that particular – she's almost anti-niche, would you say?
Absolutely. And she's anti-structure, and she's very much, she calls herself a pro beginner. Now, I have never heard that tone before, because, you know, we got a pro blogger and then she goes, well, you know, I'm a pro beginner. But I think she's actually incredibly humble, because she does get a lot of engagement from her followers, and she doesn't focus on the masses. Like she said during the podcast, which I thought was something we all need to remember as bloggers, even if you can change the thinking and help one person, then you've been successful. And I just loved her humility, and I loved her genuine behavior. Even her on YouTube and her videos, they're absolutely crazy, but they are all Annette.
Yes. And she actually says that she's not a brand. She does not want to be a brand. She is a person, and that's what she wants to be known as. And she's very much about everybody helping each other and being each other's cheerleaders and sharing and really caring about each other, which I think is just beautiful as a blogger.
I think as a beginner too, if you're struggling about what your message should be, definitely listening to episode 34 and hearing Annette Hill will be very reassuring. And to stop procrastinating about beginning. Like, that was the biggest thing Annette said, just go ahead, be yourself, because the people that you will attract will be the right people.
Our next guest was someone very dear to my heart. And it was our very own Amanda, who did a three-part series on Pinterest. And I was absolutely spellbound. And I know even Amanda, what was absolutely great, when I was at the latest We Are podcast conference, a girl came up to me and she said, oh my goodness, she said, you know, I listened to your podcast and the Tan and Amanda show at the Aussie Bloggers podcast. I said, yeah. She said, I absolutely loved the three-part Pinterest. She said, the only problem was that I listened to all my podcasts in the shower. So I didn't have a pen and paper to write all your amazing tips down. So absolutely fantastic. I'm going to let you talk about your own part one, two, and three episodes that we recorded.
Well, we put it in three parts because, let's face it, Pinterest, don't even get me started. I love Pinterest, which is really bizarre, I guess, coming from a finance disposition. But I talked to Pinterest like a duck to water, and I still love it. It's very visual, so if you're a visual person, it's really good. The ones I would like to speak to particularly are if you're a photographer, if you're in the business of marketing a product, if you are a visually inclined, like if you're a fashion or like a fashion blogger or makeup artist, most definitely this three-part Pinterest series will certainly help you. So the first part was all about the basics, particularly for those who don't have a Pinterest account. So I actually talk you through, as I'm actually on my screen doing the process, of how to start a Pinterest account, what things you should fill in, why you should fill them in. So that's all part one. It gets you up and going. So basically, it's like the dash. And then part two actually teaches you about the gears, as if you're driving a car. So I then explain why it's really important to focus on your keywords. When you set up a board, why it's really important to have your descriptions in place. Why it's very important with your profile to make sure you fill everything out. Verify your URL. These are all the things that are going to differentiate your Pinterest account from anybody else's and help you drive traffic. Now, I know Amanda Kendall is actually busy doing projects over it. She's actually doing courses at the moment in Western Australia, and she gets a lot. Being a travel blogger, we're using Pinterest brings a lot of readership to her blog. So I encourage anybody listening, have a look at where your traffic's coming from with your blog. And if you're noticing there's a lot of Pinterest traffic and you don't have an account, then definitely go to my three-part series. Now, the third one, is the part three of the Pinterest series, would be applicable for anybody, because in this, it's going to explain to you how to look at the analytics side of your Pinterest, how to know how many people are pinning from your website, to be able to find even ideas for your blog posts by the popularity of what pins are being frequently shared. There's so many gems in part three. And if you go to that, honestly, there's people out there spending a lot of money on learning how to use Pinterest, and they're not getting results. And I can guarantee, for the price of your time, sitting down, going through part one, part two, part three, you're going to save yourself thousands of dollars, and you're going to gain thousands of readers by following those points.
Well done. And that's all we've got for today's episode. We're going to just leave it there. And that has brought us up to August 19th was the first part one, and we did that until September the 2nd, so part three. So thank you so much for all of that. And so if you would like to go back and revisit any of those episodes, head over to www.aussiebloggerspodcast.com, and you can find all the show notes there and links to all of those episodes. Next week, we're going to continue on with our recap of the year, and we're going to talk about people like Kate Toon and Zany Louise and Claire Riley and many, many, many other bloggers.
And the last thing I'd ask is if you can please rate and review us, because that's the biggest compliment you can give us, particularly if you find part 1, 2, and 3 in Pinterest has been beneficial to you. Please go ahead and review it on actual iTunes, or even pop over to our Facebook page, Aussie Bloggers Podcast, and let Tan and I know how it's helped you. So thank you so much today for everybody listening, and until part 2. Bye.
Bye.
We hope that you enjoyed this episode of Aussie Bloggers Podcast. If you would like to become a part of the Aussie Bloggers Podcast family and suggest a featured Aussie blogger, or just to say g'day, visit Tan and Amanda at aussiebloggerspodcast.com or at bloggersupportforall.com. If you'd like to leave a review, they would love that too. Keep an ear out for the next Aussie Bloggers podcast coming your way soon.